Well, good afternoon.
Good one.
This is the sleepy time of day. So I want to give you permission. If you feel like sleeping, do it. Sleep is a ministry. And you can't sleep unless you have faith.
你能够睡得着，是因为你有信心。
Because if you're running the world, you'll never be able to sleep.
因为如果你听到世界的话，你恐怕睡不着了。
But if God is running the world, you can sleep.
如果是你在掌管这个世界，你会睡不着。但是如果是知道有信心，上帝在掌管的话，我们就睡得着了。
So, feel free.
所以要睡就睡吧。
But for those who want to stay awake,
但是对那些想要清醒的人,
we're going to try to explore some practical dimensions of equipping.
我们要去探讨一些比较实用性的这个领域。
First, for the gathered life of the church.
First for the what?
Gathered life.
我们要先谈到教会群体聚集的时候这方面的装备。
And then for the dispersed life of the church.
然后教会分散出去以后要怎么样去装备他们。
This morning we said the laity has been abolished.
今天早上我们讲到这些平信徒已经被废除了，没有平信徒这回事了。
It was abolished by the death and resurrection of Jesus.
是被耶稣基督的死跟复活这个真理废除了。
So, when someone says to you, I'm just a layman.
所以如果有人跟你说，我只不过是一个平信徒。
You have got to respond.
你一定要对这个有所回应。
Say there is not such a thing. There isn't such a thing as a layman.
你要跟他们说，跟他说没有这回事情，没有平信徒这回事。
We are all members of the people of God.
我们都是神的子民的会中的一员。
And we are all called, all equipped, and all endowed.
我们都是被神所呼召的，也是要神要装备我们的，要去从事他的工作的。
And we saw this morning.That the laity was abolished by the outpouring of the Spirit.
今天早上我们也讲到，这个平信徒已经被废除了，因为圣灵来了，就把这个平信徒废除了。
And the Spirit was not just outpoured on the leaders.
所以，圣灵不只是浇灌在那些领袖的身上
，but on the whole people of God.
而是整个上帝的百姓身上。
It was abolished by the new covenant.
也被新约废除了。
And it was abolished by all the great teaching of the New Testament.
新约里面所有的教导都让我们看到这个平信徒这种身份已经被废除了。
The priesthood of all believers.
所有的信徒都应该服侍神。
The universal ministry of the people of God.
神的百姓要去做全世界的这种服侍的工作，普世的服侍的工作。
The universal call of God.
神的呼召也是普世的呼召
and the kingdom of God
也进入到整个神的国度
so it is the priesthood of all believers
所以众信徒都是祭司
the prophetic ministry of all believers
先知性所有神的子民的先知性的服事
and the princely rule of all believers
先知性的服事还有祭司性的服事
Now, I became a Christian at 18 years of age.
我十八岁成为基督徒。
And about 20 years of age, I was translating Ephesians 4, verses 11 and 12.
我二十岁的时候就尝试翻译以弗所书四章十一节到十二节。
And I discovered that the English translation said that God gave pastor teachers to equip the saints...And the pastor teachers are to do the ministry.
我读的那个英文的翻译本是这样翻的。他说，神所赐的有牧师和教师，这些牧师和教师就是要去为了圣徒的成全，要去做服事的工作。
But that's not what the original Greek says.
但是原来的希腊文的原文并不是这么说的。
And it's not what the Chinese Bible says.
中文圣经也不是这么翻的。
God gave pastor teachers to equip the saints for their work of ministry.
牧师和教师不是做所有的工作，而是装备那些神的百姓的信徒去做神要他们所做的所有的工作。
Who does the ministry?
所以到底是谁在侍奉？
The saints.
是所有的圣徒。
And saints is all the people of God.
圣徒就是所有神的百姓。
Not the pastor.
不是牧师。
Now the pastor does ministry.
牧师当然要侍奉。
But he or she exercises their ministry with a view to equipping and empowering the saints.
但是他们的服事是要去装备圣徒，然后去一起来服事。
What would it be like if pastors were evaluated in a different way?
如果我们要去评估一个牧师的工作，用不同的角度、不同的方式来评估的话，会是怎么样一种情况？
Not evaluated on how great a preacher they are.
不是根据他多么会讲道来评估。
Or how great a counselor.
多么会辅导来评估。
Or how great an administrator.
多么会做行政工作。
Or how great a shepherd.
多么会做牧养。
But if they were evaluated on whether other people are being empowered for ministry.
而是根据他怎么样能够去装备圣徒，然后一起来服事。
When I read this,
当我读到
I said, if I ever become a pastor,
我说我如果要成为一个牧师的话，
This means my job is not to do the ministry.
我的工作就不是去侍所谓的侍奉服侍，
but to equip the saints.
而是去装备圣徒去服侍。
And so this has been a revolution in my life.
所以这在我的生命当中是一种革命性的，是一种革命性的作用。
I think it's a revolution in the church.
我相信这样情况也会带一种革命性的一种教会的观点。
To understand how to equip, we have to see the church as a rhythm of gathering and dispersion.
我们如果要懂得怎么样去做去装备的话，我们必须要先了解这个教会是活在一种聚集跟分散的这种韵律当中。
It's like the blood of the human body.
就好像人体里面的血液循环一样。
It's gathered in the heart and lungs.
聚集这个血液聚集在心上。
For oxygenation and cleansing.
聚集在肺部，空气聚集在肺部里面，产生空气，产生循环。
Then it's pumped out.
然后透过肺，透过心脏，把它
to the tips of the fingers.
并送输送出去到指尖里面去，到脚去。
And it brings nutrients.
然后也带来养分
and hormones
荷尔蒙
and each organ of the body takes out of the blood what it needs
所有身体上一切的器官就从这个血液的输送里面得到所需要的养分
but it then becomes tired and dirty
然后会变成很肮脏 很疲累
and has to come back to the heart and lungs
这些血液还需要回到心脏，回到肺里面来。
For oxygenation and cleansing.
重新经过氧化，重新经过更新。
So, a still picture of a church will never work.
所以一个死气沉沉的教会是不可能发挥功用的。
You need a videotape.
你需要做一个videotape.
Well, must be the same in Chinese.
要动态的。
So that you can record the people gathering and dispersing.
教会不是静态的，你要看到这个教会的这个脉动，怎么样聚集或怎么。
So on Monday morning, the church is not in the building.
所以在礼拜一早上的时候，这个教会就不是在这个教堂里面了。
The pastor is.
当然教堂。
The pastor's in the building.
当然这个牧师是在这个建筑物里面。
But the church isn't.
但是教会不在这个教堂里面。
So my first mentor said,
所以我第一个那个属灵的导师这么说。
Churchgoer is a vulgar, ignorant term and should never be used.
当我们说我们去教会的时候，这是一种很粗俗、很无知的一种说法。
You are the church wherever you go.
因为你不管到哪里去，你就是教会。你不是去教会，而是你到哪里去，你就是教会。
So for the first period, we're going to look at the gathering.Of the church.
所以前一个阶段我们要看到这个教会的聚集是怎么一回事情。
And look at empowering or equipping pastors and caregivers.
然后我们再看看怎么样去做这个装备的工作。
Preachers.
怎么样讲道。
Worship leaders.
怎么样装备这个敬拜。
And small group leaders.
小组长。
And I cannot have the time to deal with equipping both men and women for partnership.
我可能没有时间去继续讲到怎么样去装备这些全职的男女女。
And for family ministry.
或者是家庭事工。
I want to start by looking at equipping pastors and caregivers.
我们先谈到怎么样去装备这些牧者这些关顾者。
Okay. This means having multiple people in the church who are giving pastoral care.
这个是表示说我们要让教会有很多很多的人都能够进到这个教牧的关怀关顾侍奉这个领域里面来。
One of the reasons for this,
其中一个理由是
is that one pastor can't do it all.
一个牧师不可能做所有的关顾的工作。
How many people can you pastor?
一个牧师能够照顾到多少人呢？
Maybe 50?
可能15个。
Maybe 10?
可能10个。
So we need to multiply the people who give care.
所以我们必须要去倍加这些能够去关顾的这些人。
And this is not a new thing.
这不是一个新的概念。
In the early church, ordinary members...celebrated the Eucharist or the Lord's Supper and baptism.
在早期的时候，我们就看到初期的教会，大家都参与在这种领圣餐这种欢顾的这种侍奉的里面。
The Bible says nothing about who is to celebrate the Lord's Supper.
I'm sorry.
Okay, is there a problem? Okay.So, the Bible says nothing about who is to celebrate the Lord's Supper.
圣经里面没有讲到谁能够来一起来领受这个圣餐。
The concern is whether the people are in fellowship.
他所关注的是这些在教会里面的人是不是彼此有团契有相交。
Ordinary people in the early church led worship.
早期的这些所谓的一般的人都带领崇拜的。
They undertook church discipline.
他们也接受教会的这种规矩。
And they even cast out demons.
甚至做赶鬼一边赶鬼的工作。
So, a good reason to do this is that the pastor is not omnicompetent.
所以重要的是要看到牧师不是无所不能的。
And the pastor is not omnipresent.
也不是无所不在的。
So, a second reason, I think, is that there are people in the church who have a love and care from God for others.
第二个也可以，我们也要看到教会里面的确有一些人他们是愿意去关顾别人，愿意去爱别人的。
And we can identify those.
我们要找出那些人。
There's people like that in business too.
商业圈子里面也是有这样的人。
One of my friends worked for IBM.
我有一个朋友在 IBM 工作。
And they promoted him to an administrative job.
他们提升他做一个行政主管。
Where he didn't have to work with people.
这个行政主管不需要让他跟其他人一起工作。
And after a few weeks, he went to his boss.
几个礼拜以后，他去找老板。
And he said, "Please demote me."
请你让我降级吧。
And they said, why?
为什么你要降级?
He said, what I have to give to this business.
他说我能够给这个企业的贡献。
My care of people.
是我对 人的关怀。
And you've promoted me to a job where I can't care for anybody.
你把我提升到一个地位，让我没办法去关顾别人。
So they gave him a demotion.
啊，所以他们就给他降级了。
And then when he retired,
啊，他退休了以后
，he became the chaplain of the people in downtown Vancouver who run messages from one office to another office.
啊，他就在那个啊温哥华啊的市区里面啊做一个等于是一种啊社区里面的一个牧者一样。
So we start with the heart.
所以要做这个示范是从心开始。
Some people have a heart for caring for others.
有些人就是有这种心，他们愿意去关顾别人。
I would say my wife is much more of a pastor than I am.
我可以说我的太太比我更像一个牧者，一个牧师。
And you know what I mean by that.
啊，你知道我的意思是什么
？And then develop an equipping group of people.Who have a heart for pastoral care?
然后我们尽力不要去装备啊，这种啊啊小组的啊小组长小组，让他们也去做这个关顾的工作。
And you can actually give away everything you've learned in seminary.
啊，你可以在这个过程当中，你把你在神学院啊所学的能够倾囊相授。
That's a big thing. How to listen?
啊，这是怎么样去聆听？
How to identify spiritual problems?
怎么样去分辨属灵的啊一些症状
？How to be with people that are very, very sick?
怎么样跟那些病得很严重的人在一起
？How to be with people when they're grieving the death of someone loved?
怎么样去安慰那些啊为人啊失啊家里面有丧啊失丧的人啊家里面有过世的人的时候那种哀伤，怎么样去安慰他们
？And then.You can model caregiving in the Sunday service.
啊，你也可以在啊主日崇拜的时候啊，做一个服事的一种模范。
Many churches that I know have prayer teams after the service.
啊，我知道很多教会啊，在啊啊那个崇拜以后有一起祷告的时间。
Not just in the West, but also in Asia.
不只是在西方，在东方也是有这种。
And so people come forward after the service to be prayed for.
祷告，崇拜完了以后，有人到前面来，盼望能够为他们祷告。
And there's a lot of pastoral ministry going on.
在这个时候，就很多的这种教牧的这种关怀啊，在那里进行了。
It can't be all done by one person.
一个人不可能做所有的这些事情。
Publicly commission those people.Who have been trained to be pastors?
要公开的去征召那些人去做这种侍奉的工作。
Not the office of pastor, but the function.
I'm sorry.
Not the office of pastor, but the function of being a pastor.
不是让牧师的工作不能够进行，而是让他们能。更多的去参与这个教牧的工作。
And I think through commissioning people that have a proven ministry of pastoral care,
当我们任命一些人去做这种教牧工作的时候
，you can gain congregational acceptance of it.
你可以得到会众的这种接纳跟信任。
Now the reality is.
情况是这样子的。
Almost everybody wants the personal care of the senior pastor.
几乎每一个会友都希望主任牧师的关顾。
And the only way you can break that dependence,
你要把这种情况化解这种情况
is for the senior pastor.To be not available sometimes.
就是让这个主任牧师有时候就不在。
This is risky.
这很有点冒险。
Because you could be fired.
因为可能以后你就不要回来了。
I've been a senior pastor.
我做过主任牧师。
And I decided that our family supper was sacred. Our family supper was sacred.
我就下了一个决心，我们家庭晚餐的时间是很神圣的。
So we unplugged the telephone from 5 o'clock until 7 every day.
所以我们每一天5点到7点，家里的电话线就拔掉。
If somebody's dying, somebody else will have to care for them.
如果有人快死了啊，会有人去照顾他的。
And this was before cell phones.
手机也是一样。
But the cell phone has to be turned off.
手机也必须要关起来。
And then for Sabbath.
For Sabbath.
Sabbath.
安息还有还同时也就是为了安息日的缘故。
The pastor should be unavailable one day a week.
牧师也需要有一个安息的日子，每个礼拜里面有一天是你安息的。
I practiced a Jewish Sabbath.
我自己是实施犹太人的这种安息日。
Sundown Friday to sundown Saturday.
就是从礼拜五太阳下山到礼拜六太阳下山这段时间就是我的安息日。
I prayed that my sermon would be ready by supper time Friday.
我也祷告，希望我的讲章。在礼拜五太阳下面以前就准备好了。
And it always was.
结果常常是这个样子。
And then I had Saturday night to prepare my heart for the next morning.
然后礼拜天礼拜六太阳下山完以后，我就又回来开始预备心来礼拜天的崇拜。
Now Monday didn't work for me.
礼拜一我不晓得怎么办。
There's too much follow through from Sunday.
礼拜天有太多太多的事情。
On Sunday, I find out there's 10 people who are sick.
在礼拜天里面我发现有十个生病的人。
There's 5 people who want me to resign.
有五个人希望我辞职。
And then there's hostility and division between some people.
还有一些很某一些人有一种不友善敌对的情况。
Maybe there's some people who want to become Christians.
也许有一些人他们想要成为基督徒。
I remember one Sunday night I preached on how to become a Christian.
我记得有一天晚上我的讲题是怎么样成为基督徒。
At 2 a.m. in the morning, the telephone rang.
结果一大早两点清晨两点电话就响了。
My wife answered the telephone.
我礼拜一早上两点，然后我太太回答就接了这个电话。
And this man said,Can Mr. Stevens come to the phone?
这个人就说那个Stevens 先生可不可以来接电话？
My wife said, if it's really urgent, I'll get him up.
我太太就跟他说，如果真的那么紧急的话，我会我去叫醒他。
He said it's urgent.
他说很紧急。
So I got up.
所以我就起来了。
He said, I was in the service last night.
他说我昨天晚上参加你的崇拜。
And you answered every question except one.
你回答了所有的问题，但是有一个你没有回答。
And I said, "What's that?"
我说是什么问题
？And I don't know what his question was. and I don't know what I said. I don't know what his question was.
我不知道他的问题是什么。
And I don't know what I said.
我也不知道我在说什么。
I was half asleep.
因为我那时候还是昏昏沉沉的。
But I thought maybe this guy wants to become a Christian.
但是我后来想，也许这个家伙想要成为基督徒。
In those days, Monday was my day off.
在那段时间里面，礼拜一是我的休假日。
I am not a very good evangelist.
所以不太舒服。
A good evangelist would have recognized that and gone right over to his place.
I'm sorry, good what?
A good evangelist.Would have recognized.
如果是一个好，我不是一个好的这种传福音的人。如果是好的传福音的人，我马上就知道这种情况，马上回应。
Gone right to his place.
就我还是到他的地方去了。
In the middle of the night.
就在半夜里面。
But I wanted to go back to sleep.
可是事实上，我很想回去睡觉。
And I also wanted my day off.
我也希望礼拜一就是我的休假日。
So I said, "Can I see you on Tuesday?"
我跟他说，我可不可以礼拜二再见你、啊、
？So I went to his place on Tuesday.
所以礼拜二我就去他的地方找他。
And I said, "Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?"
我就问他说，你相不相信耶稣基督是神的儿子呢
？And he said, "Yes, I do."
我当然相信呢、啊。
I can't explain it rationally.
我没有，我不晓得怎么样合理的来回答。
But I know in my heart it's true.
但是我知道，在我心里，我深信这是真实的。
I said, "Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins?"
我问他，你是不是相信耶稣基督为你的罪死呢
？He said, "I can't explain it rationally."
他说，我也没有办法很理性的去回答这个问题。
Systematic theologians can explain it rationally.
也许系统神学家可以去系统的去解释。
But he said, "I know in my heart it's true."
但是我在我的心里相信这是真实的。
I said, "Would you like to become a Christian?"
我问他说你想不想成为基督徒呢
He said I've been waiting since Sunday night to do that
我从礼拜天晚上就在等了
So he became a Christian
所以他就成为基督徒
All to say though that it's a good thing to have a complete Sabbath
我想要说的就是说有一个完整的安息日是好的
And not to have your cell phone on Not to have your cell phone on.
手机也不要开。
And why not turn off the internet?
那网络呢?
I try to fast from the internet for 24 hours a week.
Fast.
That's doing without, not food, but the internet.
我希望我能够在这个网络这方面的话，能够禁食24个小时。
So besides equipping pastors,
所以除了要装备牧者以外
，I think we should equip worship leaders.
我们也必须要去装备那个领敬拜的人。
A lot of worship services today are really performances.
有太多，当今我们看到太多他的敬拜都只不过是表演。
And I have to say I'm sad about something. I'm sad about something.
我觉得很悲哀。
You strike me as a real pastor. Maybe you can care for me.
我看你很像牧师，也许你这时候可以照顾我一下。
But it seems to me that evangelical worship has become two things.
我感觉现在所谓的福音派的这种敬拜哈，几乎变成两种事情。
Praise,
赞美
and preaching,
讲道。
There's no confession of sin.
没有认罪
Because people aren't sinning anymore.
因为people are.
They're not sinning anymore.
因为人已经不再犯罪了
And there's no intercession for the nation and our leaders.
也没有为国家、为领导者的这种代求的祷告
Sometimes even the Bible is not read.
甚至有的时候连圣经也不用读了。
I've been invited to speak in many churches.
我被邀请到不同的教会讲道。
And if I did not read the Bible,
如果我不读圣经的话
the Bible would not have been read.
圣经就没有机会读了，没有再也没有机会读到圣经了。
So we need a richer worship as the people of God.
所以我们必须要有一种更丰富的一种敬拜作为神的子民，我们必须要更整全的更敬拜。
Under the new covenant,
但是在这个新约背景下面
the worship leader is not a priest representing the people to God.
敬拜这个带领的敬拜的人并不是教会的代表或者是主教祭司来代表我们去敬拜
a servant of God and the people.
而是神的仆人，也是百姓的仆人。
Drawing out the worship of the people,
让百姓们能够激发百姓一起来敬拜上帝的心。
Some people are very gifted in this.
有一些人这是他们很有恩赐。
And you know it every time they lead worship.
你看他带领敬拜的时候，你就知道了。
It has something to do with personality.
这个有时候跟这种他的品他的这个人的这种品性有关系。
I know there are exceptions to what I'm about to say.
我知道我下面要说的也可能有一些例外的情况。
Very few good preachers are good worship leaders.
好的讲道者很少也同时是好的敬拜带领者。
Why?
为什么这样子
？A good preacher.Is pushy.
一个好的讲道者就是一直这样鼓励这样推着你往前走。
And that is the opposite of what you need in a worship leader.
而这种态度正好要成为一个好的敬拜领导者的相反的，等于是不能够成为一个好的。
A worship leader draws out the worship of the people.
一个好的敬拜的带领者是让神的百姓。能够把他们引出来，来一起来敬拜。
A good preacher uses thousands of words.
一个好的讲道者用了千言万语。
And a good worship leader uses just a few words.
但是好的带领敬拜者，他只要简单的几句话。
And so I think there are some people really suited for this.
我相信有一些人就是很适合哈做这种带领敬拜的角色。
But not too often the preaching pastor. Not very often the preaching pastor.
但是讲道的牧师哈很少能够做这样的工作的。
Now it helps to have an environment in the congregation that allows people to participate.
我们必须要让这个整个教会的这种环境，让大家都能够觉得很自由的来参与敬拜。
We did a little bit of this a few minutes ago.
我们刚刚做了这种敬拜的这种动作。
But I mean in a larger sense.
但是在一个比较更宽广的意义来讲。
Let me give you an example.
也许我给你一个例子。
One Sunday, I preached the gospel.
有一个礼拜天我传福音。
But I never gave an invitation.
但是我没有做邀请。
And so I sat down.
我就坐下来了。
But a young man came up to the front.
结果有一个年轻人到前面来。
And very winsomely invited people to give their lives to Jesus Christ.
他很温柔的来邀请会众要把您的生命奉献给神。
And I thought that was beautiful.
我觉得这太美了。
He made up for what I was missing in my sermon.
因为他就正好补足了我讲到的时候没有做到的那个部分。
And sometimes people are able to express things in the congregation.
有时候有一些人他会在会众面前表达出一些事情。
But if you allow participation,
但是如果你一旦允许让大家能够这样自由的来参与的话
That is not programmed
不在节目单上面的
You have to have strong leadership
你必须要有很强的这个领导
So there is a point at which you say Thank you very much, brother
所以有的时候你要说非常谢谢你我的兄弟
That's right I think you have to have strong leadership
就是说你必须要用这种态度让人家知道说什么时候你到什么界限要停下来
Here is the theological rationale
现在我讲的就是这种整个神学的神学的背后神学的理由是什么呢
The church is the body of Christ
就是教会是基督的身体
And Paul in 1 Corinthians 12 says You are the body of Christ And each one of you is a part of it.
哥林多前书十二章二十七节，保罗就说：“你们就是基督的身体，而且每一个人都是身上的基督身上的肢体。”
Now let me be very clear. The church is not the corpse of Christ.
我要说的更清楚一点，教会不是基督的尸体。
Because Jesus is not dead.
因为耶稣基督不是死的
And the church is not a body of Christians
教会也不是所有基督徒的身体
It's the body of Christ
而是基督的身体
And the head is connected with the body
这个头跟整个身体是连接在一起的
The head has not been decapitated
这个头并不是被砍下来的
That's the miracle of the church.
这个就是教会的神迹。
So, that means that the church is primarily an organism.
所以这就表示说教会基本上是一个生命体，一个有生命的组织体。
Not in your notes, okay. It's not primarily an organization.
所以基本上不是一个机构。
But it's a body.
我是一个身体。
And every member is interdependent with every other member.
所以每一个会友在这个身体里面都是互相依存的。
Do you know what the problem of a theological school is?
你知道一个神学神学教神学的机构神学院神学的问题在什么地方吗
？Everybody in a theological school is a mouth.
每一个在神学里面服侍的人。都是一张嘴
We're talkers
我们就是会讲话
There's no eyes
结果没有眼睛
No ears
没有耳朵
No hands.
没有手。
No feet.
没有脚。
We're all mouth.
大家都是嘴巴。
But the body has mouth and ears and eyes.
但是身体是有眼睛、有耳朵、有其他的器官。
And hands and feet.
手脚。
And it's a wonderful diversity.
是一个非常美妙的、啊、一种多样化的一种存在。
Now let me、talk about how things happen in the body.、
接下去我要讲这个身体里面、啊、的这种运作是怎么情况的。
It doesn't happen this way.、
不是这样运作的。
People go to a seminar.
大家一起去参加一个讲座。
By a successful pastor.
有一个、很成功的牧师来带领这个讲座
and he gives them their program、
然后他就给他们一些、节目
they go back to their church
然后这些受过训练就回到自己的教会
and they do the program
他们就照章、来重新跑这些、节目
and they get the exact opposite effect of what they hoped for
I'm sorry
they get the exact opposite effect of what they hoped for
结果他们所期待的他们这样做的结果跟他们所期待的完全相反
and they fire the pastor
结果他们就把那个牧那个教他们那个牧师、啊、辞掉了
why?
为什么
because everything that happens in the body or a system has multiple causes
因为反正在身体里面、啊、器官里面所发生的事情、啊会这么发生、都不只是单一的原因都有很多不同的原因
But actually this is a better picture of the body、
事实上这个才是身体应该有的这种、
Everything、
图画
influences everything else
每一个进到这个身体里面呢会影响到从身体出去的、这种情况
So when a new member tries to join the church
所以当一个新的会友愿意加入教会的时候
Everybody has to adjust
每一个人都必须要做调整。
Why is it that some people can't join the church?
为什么有一些人他们能够加入教会
？Nobody will let them.
为什么有一些人不能够、
They won't adjust.
不能够加入教会，因为、大家不肯做调试，所以这个人就进不来了。
When somebody dies,
当有人死去的时候
，Everything has to adjust.
这个时候也必须要大家做调整。
Two months ago, my father-in-law died.
两个月前啊，我的岳父过世了。
We do it the Asian way. Our parents were side by side with us.
啊，我们用按照亚洲人的方式啊，我们把父母亲埋在一起。
And with Dad's passing, the whole family has had to adjust.
啊，当这种父母亲过世的事情发生的时候，整个家庭都的关系都必须要重新调整。
Paul said, if one person in the body suffers, we all suffer.
保罗说，如果一个肢体受苦，大家一起受苦。
And if one rejoices, we all rejoice.
一个喜乐，大家一同喜乐。
We're connected.
我们是连接在一起的。
And so pastors are working with multiple causation.
所以牧师他事实上是在这个很多样化的、这种关系里面、在那里运作的。
This drawing may be of some help.
也许这一幅、图画可以帮助我们进一步了解。
On the left-hand side, from low to high, is unity.
左边、从下往上，这是讲到合一。
And from left to right is diversity.
从左到右，这是讲到、多样多元。
A famous therapist said,
有一个 很有名的、这种治疗家，他这么说。
We have a need to be we.
We have a need to be we.
We.
我们有一种，我们，就是我们，这是一体的，这种需要。
And a need to be me.
也有一种，只是我要做我的这种需要。
Now, in the West, people think all they have a need for is the need to be me.
在西方里面，常常我们觉得说，我们所需要的就是我，就是我。
But、they also need to be we.
但是西方社会他们也需要什么
？Community.
我们所需要的是我们大家在一起。
And in Asia,
在亚洲呢
？Oftentimes there's an overemphasis on the need to be we.
经常反而摆到另外极端，讲到是我们这种群体性而忽略的个人。
But we need both.
但是这两个我们都需要的。
In the bottom left-hand corner,
在左下角这个地方
，you have what I call a seed package church.
有一个所谓种子包裹的教会。
You have all the same kind of seeds.
你有同样种类的的种子。
Let's say they're watermelon seeds.
也许我们说就西瓜籽好了。
And they're in a package.
这是一袋西瓜籽。
But there's no connection.
但是这个互相没有连接。
All the same kind of people.
都是同样的一群人。
But no interdependence.
可是没有互相依存。
In the top left-hand side,
在左上角。
You have what I call the melting pot church.
我把它称为是一种熔炉的教会。
That's where you take two metals and merge them.
你让两块这种钢铁加热以后，然后把它们连接在一起。
Here you have maximum unity.
你有很有极大量的这种合一。
Minimum diversity.
可是却完全没有多样。没有个别性多样性。
This looks like a healthy church.
看起来这好像是一个健康的教会。
Usually they all pray the same way.
通常他们祷告的方式都是一样的。
They also drive the same kind of car.
他们开的车也是一样的。
Which is the car that the pastor drives.
就是牧师开的那种车。
And they are merged usually into the persona of the pastor.
通常他们就是围着这个牧师转的。
Sects and cults are like this.
这个异端极端都是类似这种情况的。
It looks healthy, but it's very sick.
看起来好像很健康很强壮，可是其实也是病得很厉害。
In the bottom right,You have what I call a bouquet.
在右下角，我把它称作是好像一朵花的教会。
One tulip. One tulip.
一个郁金香。
One lily.
一朵花，有的是郁金香，有的是
rose，
有的是玫瑰，有的是其他的花。
They just happen to be together.
就是不同的花然后。
But there's lots of diversity.
有很多很多的多样。多样性
but no real interdependence.
但是没有互相之间的互动，互相之间的依存。
But in the top right,
在右上角这个
we have the body.
有所谓的身体
maximum diversity.
有很宽广的这种多样性
and maximum unity.
也有很强烈的这种合一性。
Here's how people experience those churches.
然后人们怎么样在这种不同的教会里面有什么样的经验呢
？In the seed package, they quit and leave.
在左下角这里他们会辞职，他们会不干了，走了。
It doesn't matter.
反正无所谓，没有人关心。
In the melting pot, they quit and stay.
在熔炉这个地方是他们也不想再。做了，但是他们却还是继续留下来。
They push for power because they have no significance.
他们想要得到更多的权力，因为他们觉得自己一点都不重要。
And in the bottom right, in the bouquet,
一束花的这个教会
，they crash and burn out.
他们互相冲撞，互相。冲击结果就整个就耗光了。
Because they've been looking to the church for support，
因为他们很希望从教会得到支持。
In their own personal missions，
在他们个人的这种
And it's not forthcoming。
使命里面，他们希望得到教会的支持，可是却没有得到教会的支持。
But in the body，
但是在身体的里面
，they are aligned and fruitful。
右上角这个好像是圣灵的教会，他们有合作，有整合。
So the body is the first important theological truth.
所以身体这个概念是有关于教会一个最重要的一个真理的所在。
But the second one is that the Holy Spirit gives gifts to all the members.
第二个就是圣灵的恩赐是分给每一个人的。
Now I need to tell you, I don't believe in spiritual gifts.
我要告诉你，我不相信有属灵的恩赐这回事。
I'm trying to wake you up in this sleepy time of day.
希望你们能够听到这句话，能够醒过来。
I don't believe in organ transplants.
我不相信有这种器官移植这回事情。
Then when you get to become a Christian, you get this gift inside you.
啊，可是当你成为基督徒以后，然后你就有这个恩赐就跑到你的身体里面来了。
Spiritual should have a capital. Do you have capitals in Chinese?
啊。本金
yeah.
Spiritual should have capital, 就是你这个属灵这方面应该有一些本金啊, 本该有的东西啊。
Holy Spirit working through us.
所以这个圣灵是透过我们本来已经有的这个所谓 capital, 本金然后在我们身里面
印制。It's not something in us.
不是印制到我们里面来的。
It's the Spirit working through us.
而是圣灵在我们本来有的这个身里面来运作。
So Paul in Corinthians deals with this. Why don't you just?
所以保罗在哥林多前书all four passages, 十二章一到六节，每讲到都在十二章里面十二章一到六节，每一位信徒都是要显明神的工作所以所谓属灵都要显明神的工作而不是要去得到所谓属灵的恩赐第十二对不起这一段你们回去自己再好好看一下七到十一节圣灵在每个人身上独特的工作是为了整体的益处这个也是圣灵原先所定的旨意十二到二十节圣灵在群体 当中的彰显记号并不是一成不变的都是一样的而是多样化的二十一节到二十六节神指明的合一是记着多样性的合一而不只是只是单一条路线来进行的比如说哥林多教会他们就强调说方言如果不是这个就不是但是强调的是多样性二十七节到三十节我们如果要追求恩赐更大的恩赐就是能够去传讲神的话语来教化神的百姓这才是更需要更大要追求的恩赐
Now, in the New Testament,
在新约里面,
spirit gifts are used to describe eternal life.
圣灵的这个恩赐常常用来说明这个永生这件事情。
Marriage and celibacy,
或者是独身婚姻或者是独身，这也是讲也是属于圣灵的恩赐。
The gospel,
或者是福音，也是圣灵的恩赐。
And the workings and mutual service there is in the church.
然后在教会里面的敬拜当中互相的互动，这个也都是出于圣灵的恩赐。
All the descriptions of gifts in Paul's letters,
在保罗的书信里面所提到的所谓的圣灵的恩赐
，are examples.
都是给我们一个榜样。
It's not that these are the only gifts there is.
也告诉我们说，不只是这些恩赐。
But he's giving examples of how the Spirit works through people.
而是让我们看到圣灵是怎么样在他的属神的群体当中来运作的。不只是有这些恩赐。
This is a picture from the front of our church.
这一幅图画是我们教会前面的拍下来的。
On one day a year, the sun comes through the multicolored glass.
每一年都会有这样一段时间这个太阳照进来的时候就会显出这种不同的颜色
produces all these colors.
就产生这个太阳进来就产生这种不同的颜色
As you know, white light can be expressed as a spectrum, a rainbow.
各位都知道这表面上看起来都是一道白色的光可是却能够显出那个彩虹的这种色谱来
None of us can have all of Christ.
我们当中没有一个人可以把基督完完全全都是装在我们的里面。
Each of us is like one color of the spectrum.
我们每一个人都好像这个光谱里面的其中的一道某一种色光。
A fraction of the image of Christ.
只是耶稣基督那个形象的一种反照。一种投射而已。
But together we can show white light to the world.
啊，但是当我们聚在一起的时候，我们就成为一道白色整全的白色的光啊，来照亮这个世界。
This is Holy Light Seminary.
我们现在在的是圣光神学院。
And not one of the faculty is white light.
啊，没有一个啊，我们当中没有一个老师哈、啊、是全白光的。
And not one of the students is white light.
也没有任何一个学生是全白光的。
But all together.
但是当我们聚在一起的时候。
With red and blue.
有红色的，有蓝色的。
And green.
有绿色的。
And some people that are invisible.
有蓝有绿。
Together,
有一些看不见的。
Together we can show Christ to the world.
我们可以在一起，向世界显明基督是这个样子的。
Now I find Romans 12 very interesting.
在谈到这方面，我就感到罗马书十二章是非常
Because Paul is there talking about spirit gifts.
因为保罗就在这里谈到属灵的恩赐。
And at the end of the passage, he describes how this works out.
在最后面他就谈到这个属灵的恩赐是怎么表现出来怎么运作的。
And he says that the Spirit works in his, in a teacher, in his teaching.
他说属灵的运作圣灵运作就是在一个做教导的人在教导的时候他就在这当中运作了。
Are Christians the only people who have a gift of teaching?
难道只有基督徒有这种教导的这种恩这种才干这种恩赐吗
No.
不是的。
That talent is built into people by God.
这样的一种恩赐是上帝赐予人类的。
But the Spirit moves that talent to another level.
但是圣灵的恩赐把我们这种天生的这种恩赐带到另外一种境界。
Anointing that talent.
高抹这样的一种才干这种恩赐。
Talents are usually permanent.
通常天生赋予的这种才干是永远存在下去的。
But spirit gifts may not be permanent.
可是圣灵的恩赐不一定是永远这样持续下去的。
But the Holy Spirit can work through the talent.
而圣灵能够在这当中运作。
And Paul seems to say that about the person who administers administration.
I'm sorry.
He says the man or woman who administers with diligence.
所以他说，如果是你要好好去做行政工作了，你就要殷勤，就是要让圣灵居在你身上来加强这个恩赐。
So where's the spirit gift?
所以圣灵的恩赐在哪里？
It's the diligence with which that administrator works.
就是那个做行政有行政恩赐的行政工作者，他努力的去。做他该做的事情的时候，圣灵的恩赐就在这当中带领他。
And then he says the person who gives，
然后他要讲到有施舍的
，with generosity，
就要慷慨的去施舍。
Where's the spirit？
那圣灵在哪里
？In the generosity，
就是他在慷慨的去施舍的时候，圣灵在这里面工作。
The giving is a natural or creational talent。
这个能够施舍是一种天生的一种才能一种才干
But the generosity is the Spirit's extra
但是能够慷慨的去施舍这个是圣灵继续加力量所产生出来的
So normally the Spirit works through the talents that we already have
所以一般的情况底下圣灵是通过我们已经有的这种天生的才干恩赐在这当中来运作来工作帮助我们
Sometimes the Spirit may enable us to do something we've never done before
有时候圣灵可能会引导我们感动我们去做一些我们从来没有做过的事情
But most commonly
但是一般的情况
The Spirit works through us just as God made us
圣灵是透过上帝怎么创造我们他就在这个已经有的原来这个资本的里面来运作来帮助我们。
So we've been looking at equipping and empowering people for the gathered life of the church.
所以我们一直在讲这个怎么样去装备去训练信徒来做这种服事的工作。
I now want to turn to equipping people for the dispersed life.
现在我要进一步的谈到我们要怎么样去分 方被信徒分散出去以后，怎么样去做服事的工作
？Remember, the church is a rhythm of gathering and dispersion.
记得教会的生活，教会的这个生活的这个韵律哈，是在聚集跟分散这两种之间摆动的。
Most of the time, people are not in the church building.
大部分的时间会有不会在教堂的那个建筑里面。
They're in workplaces and homes.
他们也许在家里，也许在工作场所。
Medical clinics and hospitals.
在医院里面。
Schools and universities.
学校、大学里面。
Factories and government offices.
工厂政府机关。
They're in stores and businesses.
在开店做生意的。
All kinds of situations.
可能在各种不同的情况里面。
I want to talk about leadership.
我要进一步谈到这种领导的问题。
Neighborhood evangelism and small groups.
在社区当中开展小组社区服务这方面的事情。
I wish I had time to talk about marriage ministry.
我希望能够有点时间去谈到婚姻的侍奉，婚姻生活的侍奉。
Because I don't think pastors should do premarital counseling.
因为我相信pastor should.
They should not.
不应该去做所谓的婚前辅导。一个牧师不应该去做所谓的婚前辅导。
They haven't got enough time.
因为他们没有那么多时间。
But I think we can train couples in the church.
但是我们可以训练教会的这些已婚的这些夫妇。
Who have a mature marriage.
他们的婚姻生活已经成熟到一种阶段。
To mentor men and women who are preparing for marriage.
让这些人去做那些想要结婚的人的婚前辅导。
And that's another whole section that I can't teach.
这是又是另外一个很大的范围。
But I want to conclude with equipping worker priests for the marketplace.
但是我现在就是集中在我们怎么样去装备信徒在职场上去侍奉。
We're going to start with leadership.
我们先从领导这个部分谈起。
And I think it's a good thing for us to ask how you were formed as a leader.
也许我们可以先问问我们自己你怎么样你自己怎么样形成造成你能够成为一个领袖的。
Let me tell you a bit about my experience.
我可以分享一下我的经验。
In high school, I was elected as president of the student council.
在高中的时候，我被选为学生会的会长。
And I learned by doing.
我是一边做一边学，一边做一边学的。
But there was another big step.
但是当中还有一大步。
I was baptized at 16 years of age.
16岁的时候，我受洗。
But I wasn't a Christian. I was not a Christian.
Even though you're baptized.
That's right. I know. I feel his rejection.
但是我那时候还不是基督徒。我问他说：“你是受洗的还是不信？”他说：“是，都是这个样子。”
It was a Baptist church.
那是一个浸信会的教会。
And that's not supposed to happen.
这种事情不应该发生在浸信会的教会的。
I found church services boring.
我发现那个教会的聚会真的是无聊到家。
I would sit at the back of the church.
我就坐在这个教会的最后面。
And during the sermon, I would make drawings.
Make drawing?
Drawings. I was drawing.
在牧师讲道的时候，在一边在那里画图。
I was making plans for things that I would make.
我在想我自己想要做的事情。
Furniture and a boat.
也许做一条制造一个家具做一条船之类的。
What have you been doing while I'm talking?
各位现在在干什么？我在什么时候？你们在干什么
？Sometimes when I go into the main lecture hall at Regent College.
有时候我在维珍神学里面到了一个大的这种讲堂的时候。
All the computer screens face back.
所有的这种电脑的这种荧幕都是背向着我。
I can see what everybody's doing.
所以我可以看到。
Some are playing games.
看到你们在做些什么？有些人就是在那里玩游戏。
And others are surfing the net.
有的人在那里网络上游走。
But my eye caught the church newsletter.
但是我的眼睛就注意到那个教会的周报，或者是教会的那个代表信。
As said, young people meet at 7 p.m. Sunday night.
他讲到说，年轻人8 p.m.
7.
晚上七点在教会集合。
And I had never been to a youth meeting.
我从来没有去参加那种青少年的聚会。
So I thought, I'll try it.
也许我这次试试看嘛，我就这么想。
So I went to the back of the church.
所以我都到教会的后面去。
It was the worst room for young people.
那个是给年轻人用的最糟糕的、最不好的一个房间。
It was dark.
很暗。
There were no windows.
没有窗户。
There were big steam pipes.
还有那种
And it was dirty.
还有那种冒蒸汽的烟囱而且很脏。
And there were 10 people sitting in a circle.
有十个人围着圆圈坐在那里。
And they had long, sad faces.
看起来都很悲哀的感觉。
And I said, I'm Paul Stevens, and I'm here to join your group.
我就自我介绍，我是 Paul Stevens, 我要想来参加你们的聚会。
And they said, that's too bad.
他们怎么说呢？太糟了。
I said, why is it too bad?
为什么那么糟？
They said, it's our last meeting.
因为这是我们最后一次聚会。
I said, why is it your last meeting?
为什么最后一次聚会这么糟呢？
They said, we can't find anybody to be president.
我们找不到哪一个人来当我们的领导，当我们的总裁。
Then they looked at me.
然后他们就看看我。
And they said, if you're willing to be president, we'll keep meeting.
如果你想做我们的领导的话，我们就继续聚会。
I said, it's a deal.
我说就这么定了。
So I took over the group on my first meeting.
所以我第一次去参加聚会，我就把那个小组
I still wasn't a Christian. I was still not a Christian.
那时候我还不是基督徒哎。
But,I thought church young people should be studying the Bible and praying.
但是我总认为教会的年轻人应该要读圣经，应该要祷告啊。
So I organized Bible study and prayer.
所以我就开始组织查经啊，组织祷告会。
And even a prayer retreat.
甚至有一个退休会专门来祷告的。
On the prayer retreat, I discovered that I didn't know the Lord.
You didn't know
the Lord.
在这个祷告的退休里面，我发现我竟然不认识主。
And I wanted him.
我希望认识主。
I didn't say any of the right words.
我讲的话都是不对的话。
But he came into my life.
我对他的祷告都不是正确的，但是他就进到我的生命里面。
I went to bed that night.
那天晚上我上床。
And the next morning.
第二天早上。
I thought.I became a Christian.
我长起来，我成为一个基督徒了。
So I told the young people.
所以我就对那群年轻人说
，Your president got saved.
你们的领导得救了。
All to say I was given leadership before I was ready.
我想要说，我还没有准备好，我就被推去当领导了。
Now, how did you become a leader?
那你们是怎么成为一个领导的
？You know, various things have helped us.
有各种不同的情况、不同的事情的发生，会帮助我们成为领袖。
Sometimes there's a person who believes in your potential.
有的时候是某人他相信你有这个潜能。
Sometimes the situation draws it out, like this one.
有时候是你是被逼上梁山让不得不去承担这个。
And sometimes the Holy Spirit.Moves to make you a leader.
有时候是圣灵的引导跟感动让你成为一个领袖。
This is a very important formula about leadership.
这里有一个很关于领导的一个很重要的一个公式。
Capital L means the leadership.
大写的这个 L 是所英文的 leadership， 就是领导的意思。
Equals the small L, which is the person of the leader.
这个大写的 L 就等于是后面这个小写的 L 加 F 加 S， 这个小写的 L 代表什么
？Plus the followers，
小写的 L 就是领袖的功能还有再加上跟随者。
If there's no followers, there's no leader.
如果没有跟随者，就不需要领袖了。
But then, plus the situation.
然后还要加上那个处境。
Those three things have to come together.
这三样事情必须要加在一起。
So, I think in my case, the situation drew out my leadership.
所以在我刚刚所分享的历史里面，是因为那种处境、那种情况把我推出来当领袖。
That's what happened to Adolf Hitler.
这个也是发生在希特勒身上的情况。
That's what happened to Mahatma Gandhi.
也是发生在甘地的身上。
And that's what happened to Chiang Kai-shek.
蒋介石也是这样子成为领袖的。
So God works through various things to draw out leadership.
所以上帝是用各种不同的情况、不同的方法来。
Now, small groups are one of the arenas where people develop leadership.
小组这种小组的这种互动，就是让一个人能够被栽培成为领袖的一个场所。
Small groups also have a missionary impact.
小组也有这种宣教的这种动力、这种功能。
When we go back to the early church,
我们回到初代教会。
We see that first of all, Jesus worked with a small group.
我们看到耶稣开始也是从这个小组聚会开始。
He had 12 disciples.
还有十二个门徒。
And he concentrated on those 12.
他就集中精力在这十二门徒的身上。
But after he ascended to heaven,
但是当他上天堂以后
，homes were used for prayer meetings.
家庭就用来作为祷告聚会的一个聚。
And they were used for fellowship.
在家庭聚会里面，他们有团契。
And communion and the Lord's Supper took place in homes.
在主日的时候，他们在家里面擘饼。
Worship and teaching also took place in homes.
在家里面，他们也有敬拜和教导。
Most of the early church took place in homes.
所以早期的教会的活动就是在家里面进行的。
One of the people whose book I signed was Lydia.I signed somebody's book at lunchtime. Lydia, are you here?
我刚刚签名的时候，为一个叫做 Lydia 的人签名。Lydia, 你在不在场？
Oh, there you are. I said, you were the first woman pastor in the world.
我告诉你，你是第一个女牧师，这个世界上有的第一个女牧师。
She pastored, not you. She pastored the church in Philippi.
因为Lydia 她现在说的是圣经里面的 Lydia 她是腓立比教会的第一个女牧师，就是初代教会的女牧师。
And hosted that community.
她就是那个整个社区都是那个侍奉的范围。
But most of the church life in the first few years was in homes.
所以最初的初代教会最初几年的这种所谓的教会生活都是在家里面发生的。
The early church used homes for evangelism.
那早期的家庭教会有没有用家庭来做传福音的工作呢？
So, in our home, we invited in our neighbors.
也做这种布道的工作，所以我们邀请那些布道友到家里面来。
We invited them for meals.
请他们来吃饭。
And we invited them for conversation.
请他们来互相谈论。
But eventually, we actually started a neighborhood Bible study.
然后慢慢就开始发展这种邻舍的这种事工。
And some of our neighbors became Christians.
我们的邻居果然有人成为基督徒。
These people would never have gone to a church building.
这些人也许从来就不会去想要去进去教会的这种建筑里面。
They would come to our home.
可是他们愿意到家里面。
But they wouldn't go to a church building.
可是他们却不肯到教会的建筑物里面去。
And in the early church, homes were used for follow-up.
在初代教会里面他们也做跟进，家里面也做跟进的工作。
For nurturing new believers.
喂养那些新的信徒。
And for teaching.
也做教导的工作。
So one of the churches that I pastored.
我曾经牧养过一个教会。
Along with some other elders.
我跟着其他几位长老。
was a multiple house church.
事实上，我们就是组成一个很多的很多地点的这个家庭教会。
We actually met on Thursday nights.
我们事实上是用礼拜四晚上聚会。
And on Sunday, we rented a hall for public worship.
在礼拜天我们就租一个比较大的场地来一起崇拜。
But it was kind of optional.
可是这只是一种变动的做法。
So this vision of the early church has empowered us through all the centuries.
所以这种早期这种家庭教会的早期教会这种家庭聚会这种模式，一直在一直在鼓舞后代的这些信徒们。
It empowered Luther.
他激励的马丁路德。
In one of his little known writings.
他曾经有一个写了一篇小的小文章。
He said there is the Latin Mass.
他说有拉丁的拉丁文的弥撒。
And then he said there's the German Mass.
也有德文用德文做的弥撒。
But he said what I would really like to do.
但是我真正想做的。
Is to gather people in a home.
是把人召集到家里面来
and we would read the word of God together.
我们要一起来读神的话
and we would nurture each other.
我们要互相喂养
and we would worship God together.
一起敬拜神
and then a very sad thing that he said.
但是有一件让他觉得很难过的事情
he said, I can't find anybody who wants to do this.
他发现没有人愿意做这样的事情。
He didn't know about Wesley.
那时候他不认识卫斯理了。
But the Pietists and the Moravians also were inspired by the early church.
但是这种进前运动这种摩拉维亚弟兄会这种进前运动，也是受到这个激励然后卫理公会巡理会。
And John Wesley.
约翰卫斯理。
Now this is a.Icon from the Orthodox Church.
这是从那个更正教的教堂里面设下了一个所谓的圣像。
On the left is Peter.
左边是彼得。
And on the right is Paul.
右边是保罗。
And at the very top is a Greek word.
最上面有一个希腊文。
Ha aspasmos.
Ha aspasmos.
Okay, what does that word mean?
读过希腊文的可不可以告诉我们
We've got some Greek scholars here.
我们有希腊文的学者。
Who teaches New Testament here?
教新约圣经的站起来。
Do we have a New Testament scholar?
我们有新约的学者吗
No, we are only Old Testament people in this college.
我们只有这些老人家。
Ha aspasmos means the greeting.
Ha aspasmos 是平安的意思，平安的意思
or the embrace,
或者是拥抱 embrace.
Now, did Peter and Paul ever embrace?
彼得跟保罗有没有互相拥抱过呢？
Yeah. In fact, Paul confronted Peter.
事实是，保罗他。跟彼得为了一件事情针锋相对
For his hypocrisy
就是为了彼得那种假冒为善
But actually together they built up the church
可是事实上他们两个人的确是在一起建造了基督的教会
Peter with the Jews
彼得他对犹太人传福音
And Paul with the Gentiles
保罗他就针对外邦人一起建造
And Paul's visionwas for breaking down the wall between Jew and Gentile.
就是要把这个犹太人跟外邦人的这个中间隔断的墙能够
All see this picture of the wall in Berlin.
我们都看到这幅柏林围墙倒塌的时候的这幅图画。
But Paul said the wall of separation has been broken down.
但是保罗他说这个圣殿里面那个隔断的墙隔断的墙外邦人跟犹太人隔断的墙已经被
Perhaps referring to the wall in the temple that separated Jews and Gentiles.
他这里所谓的隔断的墙，就是指在圣殿里面那种外邦人院跟 跟犹太人的那个内怨那一层墙。
So our groups are reconciling people who might otherwise not be together.
所以我们有责任去让那些从来没有机会或者是不肯在一起的人，我们去做和好的工作，让他们能够和好。
And the Wesley cell system was wonderful.
卫斯理的这种细胞小组的这个系统啊，看起来真的太棒了。
It was flexible.
它伸缩性很大。
It was mobile.
然后机动性也强。
It was inclusive.
然后不排除任何人。
And personal.
也很个人性。
And it grows by division.
然后也是。透过这种不断的分裂然后来成长。
It's effective for outreach.
我们要去做外展的工作是非常有效的。
It doesn't require very sophisticated leadership.
也不需要要有很厉害的、很精致的这种领导来做这事情。
And it is adaptable to the institutional church.
然后他们也能够适应各种不同的教会、不同的机构。
So on the left, you have the sanctuary church.
所以在左边你有一个所谓是会堂式的一个教会。
And on the right, you have the house church.
右边你看到的是一个家庭教会。
The sanctuary church is great for preaching.
会堂式的这种教会对讲道是很有很有。
And it's great for worship.
也可以崇拜的时候也很好。
But the house church is great for fellowship.
但是家庭教会对这种团契相交是非常好的。
And it's great for mutual ministry.
Great
for mutual ministry.
然后也可以互相之间的服侍喂养，也家庭教会里面也是非常好。
I grew up in a very large church in Canada.
我是在加拿大一间很大的教会长大的。
It was very formal.
很多都很正式、很严肃。
Do you know what tuxedos are?
你们知道什么叫 tuxedo 吗？就是那种燕尾服啊，是不是可以换成燕尾服？
The ushers wore tuxedos.
我们的招待哈都是要穿燕尾服的。
And we had four paid soloists, singers.
Four
paid.
我们有四个是教会请他们教会付他们薪水的这个独唱的在敬拜的时候独唱的。
They were not Christians.
他们不是基督徒
but they were very good singers.
可是他们的歌声非常好
but they slept through the sermon.
然后当年唱完以后就走了不听到
I was in that church for 6 years.
我在那个教会聚会了六年
and I only knew 5 people.
我只认识五个人在那六年里面
but in a small group.
但是在一个小组的里面
I'm in a small group right now.
我现在是在一个小组的教会的里面。
And I said to the group the other night.
我前几晚我对这个小组的人说。
I said I learn more of the Bible from you.
我说我从你们身上学到更多的圣经。
Than I do from the great preachers that I've heard.
比起我从那些伟大的传道者所学到的都还多。
Small groups are good for prayer and worship.
所以小组对一起的祷告崇拜是非常有帮助的。
Bible learning.
学习圣经。
Fellowship.
团契。
Mutual ministry.
互相之间的喂养。
And mission.
还有宣教。
But now I want to turn to equipping people for the workplace.
接下来我要谈到怎么样装备职场的在职场上工作的弟兄姊妹。
Here are some affirmations.
这里有一些宣誓词，有一些我们要肯定的这种词句。
First, work is a good gift of God.
第一个我们要肯定的是，工作是神所赐的美好的礼物。
Work is part of our calling, but not all of it.
工作也是我们部分的呼召，虽然不是全部的呼召。
Christ and the Christian's ministry.Is both to persons and to structures.
而基督和基督徒的服事不但是针对个人，也是针对那个组织、那个架构的。
There is no arena, however demonic, to which one might not be called to minister.
没有哪一个竞技场不管他多么样的邪恶以至于没有人能够去那里被呼召去那里做服事的任何在危险的竞技场 危险的场合，上帝都会呼召人去服事。
There is no hierarchy of ministries.
也在这个服事的场合里面，也没有什么的阶级制度。
What pleases God is not the religious character of our work.
所以讨上帝喜悦的不是我们工作的这种宗教的性质。
But faith, hope, and love.
而是我们的信、我们的望、我们的爱。
So, once again, we're seeing that the church is the body of Christ.
所以我们再次回来看教会就是基督的身体。
And I want to use four analogies from the body.
我用四个类比来讲到什么是基督的身体。
The first is the nervous system.
第一个类比就是神经系统。
The brain is connected with every member of the body.
这个头是跟身体上每一个器官都连接起来的。
Through the whole nervous system.
透过整个神经的系统连接起来。
This helps us think about the connections.
这让我们想到互相的连接。
And the communication within the body.
互相之间的沟通，在这个身体里面的连接跟沟通。
This is a cartoon that's all too true.
这个卡通事实上是非常真实的。
It happens whenever the pastor asks for volunteers.
我们看到这篇图啊，这个图啊描写就是说，当牧师要求有没有谁要当牧师征求义工的时候，这就是情况就是真造成这个样子。
What's the problem?
问题在哪里呢？
The pastor is asking people to do things.For which they have no desire or motivation.
因为牧师要求那些人做的事情是他们本身很不想做的事情。
And in contrast with that,
跟这个相反的是怎么样呢？
We're going to see that the head gives a desire to every member.
我们要看到这个头，这个思想，这个头，这个神经系统，让我们其他的身体有这种欲望，想要去指挥我们，想要。但我们有这种欲望想要去做要做的事情。
So the head is not in heaven.
所以这个头不是在天上。
And requests go up the hierarchy.
所以我们必须要层层往上报。
And decisions go down.
然后才能够从上面再做决定下来。
But the head is in direct connection with every member of the body.
这个头是跟每一个肢体都有连贯的。
Let me use a simple illustration.
我用一个简单的例子。
The head does not tell the right hand to make the left leg move.
这个脚这个头并没有叫右手把这个左脚提起来。
The head makes the right hand move.
是头叫右手动。
And the head makes the left leg move.
然后也叫这个左脚站起来。
So the head does not tell the pastor to make the member do something.
所以这个头没有叫牧师去叫某一个会友要做什么事情。
But if people are alive in Christ,
但是如果我们在基督里面，我们是活着，我们是有这个活的、活泼的信靠、活泼的跟基督有活泼的关系连接的话。
They have a direct connection with the head.
他就直接跟这个头就相连的。
I think this makes a huge difference.
我相信这个会造成很大的不同，这种观念会给我们很大的不同。
And here's how we equip the nervous system.
那我们怎么样去装备这个神经系统呢？
To determine, first of all, where God, in His sovereignty, has placed people in the workplace.
我们要先看看到底神在他的全能的掌管的底下把各个人安排在什么样的一种地点一种场合里面。
Many churches put pins on a map where people sleep.
I'm sorry.
They put pins on a map where people sleep in their homes.
有一些教会他们在那个地图上就钉一个钉子就是告诉说这个地方是什么，但是他所定的地方都是人在睡觉的地方。
Why not put pins where they work?
为什么那个回纹针那个针不放在一般人工作的地方呢？
Oh, then you discover you've got some people working in the financial district.
如果你这样想的话，你就发现哦，有一些人是在啊这种啊。
You got some working in factories.
啊，经济机构里面工作，有人在工厂里面工作。
And some are working in government offices.
有人在政府机关工作的。
Some in schools and universities.
有人在学校，在大学里面工作的。
And this is the sending of God into the world.
啊，这就是上帝把我们差派到世界各地去。
You can even bring them together for mutual support.
你甚至可以把这些人啊集在一起，让他们能够互相支持。
And to deal with the issues they are facing.
啊，然后去一起来面对他们所面对的问题。
Then we should discover the passions and dreams and desires that God has given to each person.
然后我们就透过这样的一种互动，能够发现上帝在他们身上所放下的这种对。生命的这种渴望，他们所想做的，他们的热情在什么地方
？Instead of saying you ought to do this，
我们不是说你要去做这个事情。
Find out what desire God has put in their hearts。
我们要去发现到底他这个人，上帝把什么样的热情放在他的心里面。
One thing you can do if you teach on this，
我说你在教导别人的时候，你可以做一件事情
，is to give out cards。
To give out
cards, little cards.
就是给他们一张卡片。
And on one side, put their name and telephone, email.
在卡片的一边写下名字、电话啊、电子网络地址。
And on the other side,
另外一边
what they would really like to do for God.
他们想要为真的想要为上帝做些什么事情
？If time, talent. And training were not problems. If time, talent, and training were not problems.
如果时间啊才干跟梦想啊不是问题的话
，You've got time for what you really want to do.
啊，事实上时间啊这些东西都不是问题。你真的想做的事情的话，你就会找出时间来做。
Talents usually follow motivation.
啊，这个所谓的才干恩赐，通常都是跟跟着动机来的，你有动机，你就自然会去发挥。
Training is the easiest thing to get.
那这样子的话，这种训练就是最容易做的事情了。
And recognizing that the gift mix of the church is God's agenda.
然后不同主的恩赐认识到教会里面有不同主的恩赐，这就是神的计划。
Here are two birds talking to each other.
我们看到这里有两只鸟
It's quite a nest.
这个鸟巢真不错。
But they only use it once a week.
跟这个鸟巢，现在这个鸟巢多棒啊！可是一个礼拜只用一次。
Now the digestive system.
我们再来看消化系统。
Is a miracle of absorption.
这个是一种吸收消化的一种一个神机，这个系统是。
It's like a rolled towel. A towel that has been rolled up.
就好像一个卷起来的一条手巾一条毛巾一样。
So it takes out of the food the nutrients.
然后把那个食物里面的那养分都吸收起来。
This helps us think about the nurturing and teaching of the church.
这让我们想到在教会里面的这种教导跟喂养。
With respect to the dispersed life.
就是我关于这个教会要怎么分散出去，要受到什么装备，这个消化系统就能够帮助我们。
Here's a cartoon.
又看到这张。
In some parts of the world, whole villages could live on your food intake.
在世界的某些角落里面。你所吃的食物可以喂养那个角落里面的整个村庄了。
I've had a couple of Chinese dinners like that.
在过去我吃了几顿中国餐。
I think a whole village could have lived on it.
我觉得有一些村庄都可以，我吃一餐可以过人他们整个村庄。
And here's a doctor.
这里有一个医生。
I want you to take one of these every 4 years with water.
我希望你每四年吃跟着水一起喝下这个东西。
Maybe that's how you feel today.
也许你今天就有这种感觉。
You've had a big pill.
你有一个很大的一个要
望。And you don't need any more teaching for a year or two.
你听了这么多，好像一个大药丸呢，你不再需要什么教新的教导了。
But equipping the digestive system.
但是要装备消化系统。
Involves teaching the theology of calling, work, and the marketplace.
是牵涉到教导呼召有关于呼召的神学。工作还有在市场市场的神学。
In a class of 50, I will ask how many of you have heard a sermon on work in the last year?
在五零年代的那个我会问你们过去多少人听到在市场上的这种神学。
And in 50, I will get one person put their hand up.
50年代的时候，也许看到有人举手听过这样的讲道。
I think, how is it possible?
我想这怎么可能？
How is it possible that pastors could teach through the Bible?
一个牧师他可以圣经从头讲到尾。
And skip the passages about work.
但是却完全不提那个有关于在职场上服侍的这些经节。
That's where most people spend most of their time.
这个事情在市场上，在工作场上，就是我们大多数的人，大多数的时间都花在那个地方。
And they need to know what God's word says.
他们必须要了解上帝的话语是怎么教导的。
One way of helpfully constructing the learning is this.
有一个能够帮助我们来好好的去做教导建造的方法是这样子的。
If you have small groups,
如果你有小组的话
that are studying the Bible,
在小组愿意读圣经
and if on Sunday you're going through a book of the Bible,
如果你在礼拜天的时候你是正好在查哪一卷的圣经
integrate the small group discussion with the Sunday sermon,
你可以把他们小组讨论的那个内容整合到那个讲道的里面。
And there is so much learning that takes place through that.
这样子的话，那学习的效率就会更提高。
Sometimes it's good to have marketplace Christians preach a sermon.
有时候你可以像是在市场上服侍的这些基督徒来给他们机会讲道。
My experience is this.
我的经验是这样子的。
They don't do it as well as a person who's had training in preaching.
他们不会像那些受过训练的受过讲道读经训练的人讲得好。
But they may have more influence.
可是他们可能会有更大的影响力。
Why?
为什么？
Because they illustrate things from everyday life.
因为他们是从他们每天的生活的经验里面来做例子，拿这些生活经验来做例子。
And not from pastors' seminars.
而不是从圣经从牧师主导的这个研习会。
Communicate using workplace terminology as Jesus did.
在职场上你要用那种一般人通用的这种词汇，好像耶稣基督也是这样用一样。
All the time, he was using terms from business and the marketplace.
你要用这些在职场上、在商场上用的这些用语。
I've heard some of the great preachers of the world.
我听过一些伟大的讲道者。
I can't remember anything they said.
我不记得他们到底讲些什么。
But as a teenager, I heard a sermon once.
但是我在青少年的时候，我听过一篇讲道。
Where the pastor used workplace terminology.
这个牧师就是用这种市场上通用的这些词语。
He was preaching from Matthew 16:24.
他讲到的经文是马太16:24.
He said, "You can do with your life what you do with money." You can do with your life what you do with money.
你可以对待你的生命就好像你对待金钱一样。
He said, "You can throw it away."
你可以把这个钱就丢掉，把你的生命就丢掉。
Or you can wrap it up and hang on to it.
你也可以紧紧的抓住你的生命，抓住这些钱。
Or you can invest it.
然后你也可以去做投资。
I remember that.
我就记得这一点。
And then to have testimonies by people in the workplace.
然后我们也要鼓励这些职场上的这些弟兄姊妹来做见证。
Most people give testimonies about how they became a Christian.
大部分的见证都是说他们怎么样成为基督徒。
But we need testimonies about how people are Christians in the workplace.
但是我们需要见证是讲到说在职场上他们怎么样做一个基督徒。
And I think the local church should be doing vocational counseling.
我相信我们地方教会有做一些这种职业方面的这种
Helping people to figure out what to do with their lives.
帮助人来思想他们这一生到底要做些什么。
Now the circulatory system is the whole bloodstream.
然后接下来这个循环系统就是整个这种内脏的这种整个循环系统。
And it provides the environment of the body.
这个是讲到整个这种生存的环境。
Another word for it is culture.
我们可以用另外一个词是文化。
And if you went into this church,
如果你到过这个教会的话
，and the pastor said, if you want to put your hands up, just do that.
如果你想举手的话
，it's okay,
没有问题。
You wouldn't do it.
如果这个牧师这么说的话，你不会这么做。
Because you've seen the sign.
因为你看到门口就摆了这个记号了。
A culture on the outside has symbols and artifacts.
所以一个文化它有那种象征性的记号，也有它制造的产，也有它的产物。
So in this room, everybody is in rows facing front.
所以像我们在这个房间里面每一个人都坐一排一排的坐然后向前看的。
And in the center of the room, what is there?
那到底这个这整个房间的中心点在什么地方
？A pulpit，
就是讲台。
You're saying what's important。
所以透过这样的摆设，你在跟人家讲什么才是最重要的
？In many churches, what is in the center is drums。
有很多的教会在那个整个建筑整个它的中心点是一鼓就是鼓
These symbols are important.
那这种象征记号是很重要的。
But underneath the symbols are values.
可是这个外面的象征，这个背后有它的价值。
And values are cherished ways of behaving.
那这个价值观就是会让我们影响我们的行为。
Some pastors change the symbols, but the values have stayed the same.
有些牧师他们想办法改变那个象征记号
so,
可是那个价值背后的价值观还是一样的
They may ignore the pulpit and put a music stand right near the people
他们可能把这个讲台搬走然后放一个音乐的那个台子在这里
But the values of the people are still He's preaching the word of God
可是大家所看的还是这个牧师他在传讲神的话
And should be elevated Elevated, raised up.
那应该这种情应该被高举。
And in the very middle of a culture are essential beliefs.
然后在最中心就是整个核心的信仰。
And this may be the equal dignity of men and women.
那这里可能就是男跟女有同等的尊严的一个中心点。
Changing the culture is not easy.
要改变一个文化并不是简单的事情。
I'm thinking of a pastor who on his first week, a pastor in his first week,
我想到一个牧师在第一个礼拜的时候
the sanctuary had a cross right in the middle.
会堂里面中心有一个十字架这个牧师上去那个教一个礼拜
I want to get rid of that cross.
他说这个十字架我要把它拿掉
because I want PowerPointOnto this wall.
I want
PowerPoint.
因为我希望这个 PowerPoint 这个荧幕能够在这个地方。
So he removed the cross.
所以他把十字架搬开了。
And then the church removed him.
结果上帝这个会众也把这个牧师搬开了。
When you go into a business, you make judgments very quickly.
你当你去做什么行业做事的时候，你会去评断各样的事情。
What's important? What's important? That's what you judge.
到底什么才是重要的？
And who's important? Who's important?
谁是重要的？
So we can use symbols from the work world in our worship service.
所以我们可以用这种象征哈来啊，在我们的崇拜当中，透过象征来表示什么是重要的。
Why not have people bring for Thanksgiving things from their work?
为什么啊不鼓励啊弟兄姊妹啊在感恩节的时候？带到教会来表示感恩的是从他们的职场里面跟职场有关的一些东西带到带来表示他们的感恩。
Computer program，
也许是他们所开发出来的。
Fresh baked loaf of bread，
城市。
Sticky rice，
或者是糯米啊。
Dragon race ice rice，
或者是龙舟啊龙舟米糕之类的。
A drawing。
或者是一幅画、yeah. 或者是自己在职场上创作的一些东西。
And then interview people every week in terms of their work in the world.
然后每个礼拜、去、跟弟兄姊妹会谈、谈谈他们在职场上的一些
状况。You can change the culture of a local church in 52 weeks.
你如果这样做的话，你可以在52周里面来改变这个教会的文化。
By not interviewing missionaries,
接见那些宣教师、宣教士。
And not interviewing professors from Canada,
也不要去找那些从加拿大来的教授。
But bring an ordinary member up.
而是去找你那些一般生活的普通的这些会友
，and interview them for 5 minutes.
每一个人跟他们谈五分钟。
What do you do for a living? What do you do for a living?
问他们你靠什么为生
？What are the issues you face in your daily work?
你在每天工作的时候，你面对什么样的难题？
What difference does your faith make in how you deal with those issues?
你的信仰，造成你在生活上有什么样的不同的遭遇？那你怎么样去面对这种处境？
And how can we pray for you for your ministry in the workplace?
那我们要怎么样？我们可以怎么样为你祷告，让你在职场上能够为主而活？
5 minutes every Sunday.
每个礼拜天你就给每一个人五分钟。
And in 1 year, you have a different church culture.
一年以后，你会发现你这个整个教会的文化不一样了。
Because you have prayed for and commissioned people for their service in the world.
因为你就正好在为这些人祷告，然后委任给他们，让他们能够到世界上面去为主工作。
And then intercede for society and workplace issues.
然后为社会职场上所发生的事情来祷告。
What church in Taiwan is praying for the Taiwanese that own factories in China?
在台湾的教会有什么样的教会是为那些在中国大陆这种台商在中国大陆工作的这些人祷告的
？That are facing tremendous challenges.
他们面对很大的挑战。
And use illustrations from life.
我从我的生活里面来举一个例子。
Now the last system is the bone muscle system.
最后我们用的例子就是骨骼跟肌肉的系统。
Our bones and muscles provide structure and mobility.
我们的骨骼跟我们的肌肉就提供这个整个身体的架构跟这种伸缩性。
Some churches are like this.
有的教会是像这样的一种。
They have dozens of organizations.
他们有一大堆的组织。
They have everything.
应有尽有。
We've seen how we really need probably a balance of the house church and the sanctuary church.
我们看到，也许他们所需要的就是怎么样在这种家庭教会跟这种会堂的教会怎么样保持平衡。
Structures are important.
结构是很重要的，架构是很重要的。
And I've already mentioned occupational support groups.
我刚才提到这种在这种职场上同样的职场上工作的人互相支持的系统。
Why not have a seminar in your church on faith and work?
为什么不能够在你的教会里面举办一场讲座，叫做信仰跟工作。
You can also have small groups with a specific mission focus.
你也可以有在小组里面就是特别针对这一方面的议题来在小组里面讨论。
And my last has somebody turned the power off, so I will sit down.
有人把这个电源都切掉了，我坐下来了。
My last suggestion is very unpopular.
我最后一个提议是不是很受欢迎的。
I'm leaving it to the end. I'm leaving it until the end.
我要坚持到最后一钟才会走。
Then I'm gonna run out of the room.
然后我要跑到一个房间。
Reduce the number of in-church activities.
把你在教会里面的活动减少。
And let people have time for their families, their neighbors, and their involvement in the world.
让你的会友有更多的时间跟他们的家人、跟他们的邻居、跟他们在职场上的这种互动，有更多的时间去做这些事情。
Now we're going to have a response, and I think there'll be a few minutes for questions too.
我们会接下去会有陈牧师的回应，然后我们还可以有一些问题讨论的时间。
For some reason, it was internet. Thank you, and thank you to my translator.